The Ministry of Roads and Highways last week terminated the contract awarded to Lomens Construction for the poor work on the Ashaiman Main Road. The sector minister, Joe Gidisuhu, confirmed this to Radio Ghana that the termination was as a result of the contractor not meeting the target as expected by the ministry. Mr. Gidisuhu said the new contractor, who will take over from the old one, will handle greater part of the construction works. He spoke to Akosua Ayamoah.
We have taken the decision as a result of the various interventions that we have made, which have not yielded the positive change that we expected at the work site. And for that matter, we had no cause to really, what I want to use the platform to emphasize is to say that we have limited the scope of work being done by the contractor to only constructing the drains, and the other new contractor will take over the major aspect of the works on the main road.
So in effect, the old contractor is working, but he's doing just a bit of it, and the new contractor is taking off the majority of the work.
Yes, he's doing just the limited drains that he has been working on, and for that matter, we will not want to take away the drains, but the main road, together with the greater part of the other drains, will be worked on by the new contractor.
What happens to the money paid to the contractor? I presume he was given a full contract, and now he's doing it partially. What becomes of the money that was given to him?
The money given to him earlier on was for mobilization, and for that matter thereafter we paid them according to the volume of work done, and as such those are some of the factors we have taken into consideration by limiting him to the drain so as to cover whatever money that we might have paid him today. So in effect, not that we have paid for the whole work across board, but we have staggered the work in a way that as he completes a significant portion, he raises certificates to be paid. And for now, not that he has worked beyond the level that we have given money for. For that matter, the new contractor, by way of the new arrangement, is going to work and generate certificates for the outstanding work that he is going to do.
Mr. Gidisu said this penalty will be extended to non-performing contractors.
We are just trying to be very upright in doing those things that we ought to do, and we will be extending it to contractors whose performance may be due to the type of situation we have on the Ashaiman Road. I want to equally emphasize that some of the slowdown or non-performance of contractors could be due to other factors, and as a sector minister, I know that we have the challenge of effectively paying for works done, and for that matter, that may also affect some contractors for effective delivery at their website. When it happens, so we know how to massage the situation, but where it is apparent that despite whatever we might have done in terms of paying money to those contractors who have not been able to measure up to the expectations, definitely we're going to terminate those contracts and give them to more serious contractors for effective results.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisuhu.